This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh boy. How's everybody doing? Yuzi's back.
Hi.
Guess who's back?
Shady's back.
Yuzi's back.
Go on. Tell us everything.
Tell us all about it. We want to hear about your day off.
Yeah, my day off from the couch
day,
to the bed to the bath.
That sounds like your kind of day. Did you like it?
No, it's not that. It's not a great day when you don't feel well.
Oh.
I started feeling Monday. I started getting like shivers and just.
I know you were not.
My back was hurting.
Oh.
I just felt like.
That started
crappy.
Monday because Tuesday.
Well, no,
was the
back
day
started hurting on Sunday.
Oh.
And then Monday, I didn't feel that great, but we had to go to that dinner, and then came in here Tuesday, and Matt was here, and I was like, oh, you know, I have to go in.
You rallied.
Yeah, and then that night, I left here immediately. Like, I never leave here that soon. I left, and I was in bed by 11 on Tuesday, and then I just got in bed the whole day. I was shivering. I was sweating. I'm like, oh, God, no. And then... John went
Sounds
and got
like
me
flu.
Some day. I did, and I was sore. I even took my rings off.
Mm.
That's, you know, my fingertips. You know that feeling? The fingertips are sore, and I just felt terrible. So then I stayed home yesterday.
You
don't know that flu feeling?
That achy. Not
no,
my fingertips.
I know that. I've never heard the fingertip thing.
No,
yeah.
But my hand, I've felt like achy all, you know, just
the, regular flu feeling is awful, for sure.
That's the way it felt, but I've never taken my wedding rings off.
Right.
That's how, like, I was like, oh, they're hurting my fingers. Ow. So John got me the NyQuil, and I took the NyQuil, and then I talked to you guys, and then I just, that morning, he left, and I was like, mm-mm. Like, don't talk to me. Like, if I move my lips, if I start talking, I'll be awake. But if I just go, mm-mm.
Oh boy.
Then I could still stay asleep.
This was Wednesday morning.
I kicked my feet up. I kicked my go away. Like, because he'll
joy.
Ask me questions.
Yes, right. If you start talking, then
it's about triggering your brain into action.
Uh-huh.
I totally get it. I absolutely
oh my
have
God.
The same
Vinny,
feeling.
John will go, how are you? Are you still sick? How are you feeling? Can I get anything for you? Oh my God, go away. And I point to the dog, just like take her out with my eyes still closed.
Do not disturb. Put a do not disturb sign on your door, that's all.
So yesterday, I took some DayQuil. I was in and out of the bath just trying to rest my back and stretching. I was trying to do a lot of stuff on the floor, just stretching out my back. Seeing if that'll help, and I think it did. So I felt better yesterday, and then John comes home last night. He goes, I don't feel good. I'm like,
oh no,
I'm so sorry. I'm like, and I told him, I took NyQuil, go away.
Yeah, I can't talk to you.
I can't
right
deal
now.
With you. It's like 8:30.
Did you guys get flu shots? Do you do flu shots?
I do not, but John does.
Oh,
I do, and I haven't yet. And normally I get it early, but I often also get it so early that they come out and say,
that's not the one.
Different strain.
Yeah, it turns out that flu shot's not the right one.
We did our best guess.
But whether it was a flu or not, I don't know. It only lasted the 24-hour period. I don't have that achy feeling. My back still hurts, but not like it did before. So I definitely feel better. I did take some NyQuil and some Advil DayQuil this morning and some Advil. Yeah. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, you look good.
Thanks. Well, we have an event
Darling,
today.
You look marvelous.
So Lumen and I are going to be at the San Rafael Goodwill Grand Reopening today from 11 to 1. And it is 809 Lincoln Avenue. Is that right downtown?
Yeah, it's right off the highway. That should be.
Oh, good. Yeah. So it'll be easy to
get
to.
It should be easy. I've Been to that Goodwill a bunch of times.
Okay, it says here, I'm reading the notes that Michelle sent me. We'll be positioned inside the store at the photo booth area. Goodwill will have a step and repeat. We'll have an Alice banner and a table there so we can take pictures with listeners. We'll also have Halloween S&V goodie bags. They did these cute little, they're not magnets, but you know those sort of plastic glass things with your pictures embedded in it?
Oh, right.
It's really cute.
I like like a paperweight almost.
Yeah, it's like, something like that. Yeah, it's
we have one of those from the Christmas show.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like that. It's really cute. So it's a little bag, and it's got like some candies in there. So we'll have those, the goodie bags. Oh, a Star Is Born Fandango passes, and then
I'm going to see that today.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, good. And then a few Halloween Secret Show passes. That we can give away. Just a few, though.
Yeah.
So I don't know how those are going to give it out. I'm going to let promotions people
handle
that. I'm sure
they'll do a drawing or whatever.
Yeah, something like that, because they're pretty special. It's a limited amount of these tickets because the Punchline is not that big.
Right.
Compared to other places that we've had our secret
show. Yeah, this is
going
to be a pretty intimate secret show.
Yeah.
What are you going to see today?
A Star Is Born.
You are?
Yeah, I'm dying to see that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband and my brother have gone on their fishing trip. They went to Mexico yesterday.
Oh, they did?
They did.
Fun. So the girls are going to go?
So the girls have, we've made all kinds of plans. We're
going to
hang out together and dry out from last weekend.
Oh.
So funny because earlier in the week we were like, oh man, let's not drink this weekend. I'm like, oh, it'll be great. We'll take like a whole weekend off. We'll just like rest. And then she was like, last night, she came over because I made hot dogs. I'm like, hey.
You made hot dogs.
It's 4:15.
You got all fancy, huh?
Yeah. Well, listen, you know.
I mean, other than the eggs.
I'm not a great chef.
We did eggs last night, so I can't say much. Yeah, I mean, that's.
Tonight, I'm going to reheat the chicken soup John made the other day.
Oh,
so,
good.
You know, I've got it all planned out. But so we had been talking, you know, being real, because we work together during the day now. And so we're.
You and Debbie.
Me and Deb.
With the Etsy stuff.
Right. So she.
With your crafting.
Yes. So
She's crafty.
I'm super crafty.
You are.
So we've been hanging out a lot. And, you know, yesterday, I had a lot of crap to do yesterday because John's not here. And
she's your new best friend.
She's great. We're having a great time together.
That's great.
We really are. We, you know, it's funny because.
Don't overdo it, though.
No, I know.
Yeah. What will you do if she, when they move away?
I'll be sad.
But you won't have the
close
work.
That Etsy shop down.
Yeah, the workplace will suffer, right?
Well, you know.
Or will she check in every day?
The reason that I shut down my Etsy shop years ago, and I didn't really shut it down. I still, you know, I write patterns for crochet stuff, and I have written a bunch of sewing like tutorials. You know, you get like a downloaded PDF and it shows you how to make this purse or this wallet or whatever.
And you write them.
I do. And they're you know, and they're books. I mean, they're long and there's a million pictures in there and stuff. So I sold those the whole time, you know, for $4 or whatever. Listen, they're a lot of work. $4. Whatever.
Nothing.
I didn't come up with some amount of money.
$4?
You know, how to make a little bowl out of fabric. But whatever. So I've had those up, but you know, she walked into my studio and, you know, I've got a million purses and all, you know, all this beaded jewelry I've been doing. And she goes, she's like, what do you, I go, take whatever you want. At 4th of July, I'm like, just go, please, everyone, just take the things out of there.
I mean, and I did.
Oh, did you take some stuff?
Yeah, I took a couple purses I've been using. Sammy Hagar's wife did also.
Oh, great.
I'm like, we're in there. I go, look at this one. Take that one. Ooh, that would be pretty.
Yeah, so I did get rid of a lot of stuff that way. It was great. But she walked in and, you know, of course, I continued to make things. And she's like, what are you going to do with all this stuff? I go, nothing really. Just every time I throw a party, I guess I'll have an open house in here. And she goes,
Sarah's bizarre.
She goes, just put your shop back on. I go, I don't want to. I don't enjoy, you know what I enjoy doing? Making things. That's it. I don't enjoy taking pictures of them, posting up things online, packing things up. Like, I just don't like that. So she's like, I'll do it for you. I'm like, okay. See how that goes. And it's going great. So anyways, we've been hanging out. And now that, you know, my husband and her husband are gone, we're really deeply in each other's ass right now. And
nice.
So, you know, at 4 o'clock, thank you. At 4 o'clock, I'm like, I'm hungry. I think I'll make hot dogs. She goes, hot dogs? You're making hot dogs? I'm like, yeah, hot dogs and beans. She goes, well, what do you do to the beans? I go, I open the can, dump it into the... She goes, you don't put anything in... I go, no. And then, you know, I always buy the maple and bacon baked beans. John always buys the vegetarian ones. It's so boring.
The lardless ones.
Lardless beans. So I go, you know, I probably have some good beans in there. So I went in and, you know, 15 minutes later, I'm like, hey, dinner's ready. Call my son out of his room. Hey, go get some hot dogs. And so we all sat around together eating hot dogs.
Was she okay? She ate that?
She only had one hot dog. I don't know how anyone can limit themselves to one of those.
Well, she probably went home and scarfed in something.
Oh,
you
don't pre-slice the dogs and put them into the beans so it's just one big thing?
Oh, no. I want a bun and I want ketchup, mustard, you know. I want a bun. I want the...
Oh, and then the beans, do they go on the hot dog?
No,
or just
the beans are in a little bowl. Yep, on the side. You can dip.
I hot dogs and beans all the time as kids.
But. Yeah, dip my roll in there, get a little bean juice on there.
Oh, Sandy, I mean, she didn't make that often, but when she did, she sliced the dogs up, threw them in the beans, and then it was like a...
Yeah, like just a soup of beans and hot dogs. No, I want the bun, and I want the... I have had that. You know, that is an easy way to do it.
Sure.
But I also want my hot dogs. I know that there are, you can supposedly eat a hot dog raw, like because it's like cured
it's
or whatever.
Right.
But I don't like them boiled and I don't like them just heated up in beans. I want them fried. I want some brown on them, you know? So, and I like to
Do you cut them open though?
I do. I split them.
Yeah.
I
my dad used to call those four finger dogs for some reason.
Even though they're only two fingers.
Yeah.
because I like them to be spread out on the bun. I don't like the bun wrapped around it like this. I like it to be more flat. So I do that.
Oh.
Plus, I feel like it kind of cooks the inside a little better, you know?
Is that right?
Yeah. I like it.
I looked up one time. I forget who I was making hot dogs for. Probably the kid. I looked up the best way to make a hot dog. And it was to steam it.
Yeah.
You get a layer of water along the bottom of a frying pan. You heat that up. You put the hot dog in it and put a lid over it. And between the heat coming from up below in the hot water and the steam, it's supposed to be the best hot dog you've ever had.
When you go to a street vendor, most of the time their dogs are steamed. And what I do like about steaming, boiling, I feel like they get really rubbery. The steaming actually does kind of, you know, they still will get a little brown on one side. I just like them to be a little browner than that. And I don't know what it is. And that's why I like to split them, because then the inside gets brown. And it's like...
Is it the char paste?
Yes, yeah, the char. That's what I'm... Mm-hmm. Not the brown. Yeah. I don't know what I'm trying to say here.
Whatever.
So anyway, hot dogs.
So hot dogs, that was it? Did she split? Go home?
Yeah, you know what was great? Is that... So then she and I and my son, we had dinner, and I get up, I start cleaning the kitchen, putting away the dishes and stuff. And it's... At this point, it's, you know, 4:45. And I go... I'm like, well... You want to help me fold laundry? Because I'm going to do my thing now. And she goes, nope, I'm going to go home.
Oh.
I'm like, all right, bye. I just so appreciate someone who looks around and goes, time for me to go.
It's time to go. Yeah. Get out.
I'm like, all right, lock up the she shack on your way out of here. She goes, all right, I'll do it.
Have our own time alone.
Yeah. I feel bad because she's really alone at her house, you know.
So what? She's a grown woman.
I know.
Don't feel bad. People feel
bad. Probably went home, had drinks, and took a... Long bath.
We agreed not to have drinks. Oh, that's where I started. So we had agreed earlier in the week. We're like, we'll dry out this weekend.
I knew I'd bring it back.
And she goes, I know you always do. So last night.
Let's get to the point, honey.
I said, well, tomorrow I'm going to make the heated up soup. So you're welcome for that, too. And I go, on Friday we can. And I'm like, oh, man. What I wanted to do is go right down. There's a pizzeria right by my house. Tamil Pie. Shame. And they have some great beers on draft. And so I go, I was going to suggest we go out for dinner, but I guess we're not drinking. She goes, oh, no, we can go. We'll go on Friday. We can have one or two beers. I'm like, yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. So much for our dry weekend.
Well, if you can go somewhere and have one or two beers, then that is, then you're fine.
Yeah. The problem is I'll have one or two beers and then I'll be like, hey, let's watch a movie. And then I'll be asleep 15 minutes later.
Oh.
So?
I thought you were going to say, the problem is after one or two beers, seven more beers always sounds really good.
Oh, no.
I was thinking the vodka comes out.
Right.
No.
All right. Well, good. Then you're clearly have a healthy attitude towards
healthier, I guess. I definitely binge drink on the weekends. There's no question. Last weekend just about killed me. God. So and then so today we're going to go see Star is Born, which I'm really excited to see. But I got a jet. So when, right when you get to the Goodwill, I'll be getting to the movie theater.
Oh, nice.
And that's right at 11. And then I think Saturday, we're talking about going up to Wine Country.
So you and Deb.
I won't drink, though. I hate wine, so I'll just drive her around. No, I won't drink there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wine Country?
I'm the driver. I like the cheese and stuff. I'll go into the place to get a little cheese and bread.
All right.
Little summer sausage.
Well, that's nice.
Is her friend still in town?
No, her friends all left. Oh. And it was funny, too, because yesterday was the first day that we really hung out all day, and she was telling me all these things about them.
Oh, tell us.
Oh, no. I mean, just, you know, how
they're
it
gone.
Is.
Who
when you
cares?
Have when you have guests at your house, it's such a... And they're in a little condo, you know, so everybody's right on top of them.
Yeah.
And she was just telling me funny stories about, you know, the one friend who was here for almost a whole week was, you know... It just and then they have other guests coming like right at the end of her stay, and she overlaps, so she's got to sleep on the couch, and it was just a whole thing. So it was, you know...
Funny stuff about living with people.
How you grouse about things after the fact, and it's not that you would have changed them. It's that, you know, it's fun to complain. Mm. Who doesn't like a little complaining once in a while?
Mm.
They had guests at your house.
They didn't. It was at their house.
Oh.
It was guests at their house. I barely had to see them at all.
Had to.
I mean, I barely got to. I barely, this is what I meant to say.
Yeah, darn. Well,
I barely
so
got
busy.
To see them at all.
Yeah.
What'd you do yesterday?
Well, I posted a picture of more in the days of my life on Instagram. I sat with the baby.
Oh, I saw the picture. Man, that kid has so much hair.
Yeah. So I did that, and there you go. There's another day.
So like any other day for you.
No, I mean, I think that I'll probably get out this week. The waves are up, so I'll get out soon, but we had stuff to do, and, you know, and there's a baby in my house now, so... And it's cool, actually. I mean, I may not sound as enthusiastic as I should, but I like it.
Yeah.
You know?
Look, you've grown yourself a little family, Vinny.
Yep.
I'm super happy for you because there's nothing that brings people more joy than their families. I mean,
in the
end, that's who you've really got.
These baby days are pretty boring, but, you know.
They're tough, too. They're hard. You don't get a lot of sleep, and it's, I mean, it's worth it, but it's hard. Really hard. Anybody having little kids right now, I feel you. I'm so glad that I don't have a baby right now. Like, I couldn't be happier that I, you know. I liked them. They, you know, that's fun. But yikes.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
Yeah, like, Bryn is gone for the next week and a half. He's taking his freaking one-year-old with him to London and Paris. That sounds like an utter nightmare to me.
Did you see the post that Michael Franti put up?
No.
Forget about taking the baby to England or wherever he's going. Michael Franti's bringing the baby on tour.
That's just nuts.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
How do you think that Sarah will just be like, I can't.
No, like she wants to be
I know, but she might just be like, holy crap.
Nah,
what have
she's
I gotten
been
myself
with them
into?
A while. She knows what it's like.
And I think
she can handle it.
She was a nurse to start out with.
Yeah.
But she's a bona fide celebrity now through him.
Mm-hmm.
So she's probably at home going, I should be on tour. Like, that's my life now.
That's my jam.
I'm supposed to be there working the charity and doing the meet and greets and getting on stage and singing our song. And it's not like he's someone who would be all, this is my state. He's not Ricky Ricardo.
No.
You know, he's not like Lucy. You don't get on the show.
Lucy is here in the kitchen.
Right. So she's probably
Ricky.
Like, I've gotten a taste of that and I like it.
Yeah.
And I
would
want to do that.
Mm-hmm. I thought what was funny was they did a secret show with us. I'm not sure if she was talking about this on this air or that, but she hired someone for home with the intention that person to help out at their house, with the intention that person would nanny somewhat. And so they have that person, but then she was saying
a business assistant.
Right. Who's also
who
going to be.
Saying.
Right. And then they have someone who, she goes, well, we have people on the tour. I'm like, yeah, but you know, is that written into anybody's job description? Like, she's thinking that she's going to be handing this baby off on the fairly regular.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Right. What did she say about that?
Well, that she thought that was what was going to happen. And I was like, oh, the tour, because it was like a tour assistant. I'm like,
yeah, that's not fair.
But look, this is the thing about Michael. So I don't want to, you can't prejudge. He's super communal and very open and sharing and caring and all that stuff. Where, as you know, someone else might be like, I would never take mom duties on as a tour person. That's not. But this person might be like, I'm part of their family. Of course I'll do that.
Right.
Yeah. You don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to, I don't know. Maybe that person will be glad to do it.
Maybe.
Or not.
They got another problem, they gotta get out with the baby.
You know, look, being a nanny, that's not, you know, someone hands you a baby and you hold it for a while. You're like, all right, well,
I'm a business person.
I'm done with this. I've got all these tour duties to take care of.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I think, you know, ultimately, perhaps they'll wind up with just a nanny who comes on the tour.
Or it'll be perfect.
Especially if they're doing more than one kid, because they were talking about that already.
Michael's not new to kids. And he was, he's like, yeah, man, you put a diaper in your back pocket and put the baby in a...
That's an oversimplification.
Thingy, whatever, sling, and you're on your way. All right. You know?
Well, have a great time on tour. That sounds super fun.
I find myself with a quiet baby. I'm not moving or even breathing too deeply.
No.
We're good.
Gonna hold nobody, that fart. That's, there's
nobody
no,
come in
right,
here.
Don't. You almost want to like do Morse code with your eyes to tell people.
Stay away.
Right.
So anyway. Right. Bryn is gone though.
Yeah.
But he's fine. 2 weeks. Are you kidding? The Fronties are going out on tour.
Good luck to all of them. Back to my original statement. I am so glad I don't have a baby right now. Oh my God. Well, you know, it is. It goes fast. The days are long,
well,
the years are
my
short.
My kid's already 2 months, or almost 2 months.
Yep.
She's doubled in weight. That's what the post was. I'm tripping because she's just so... like,
growing.
Oh my God,
she's
you're
thriving.
Double the size you were when we brought you home.
That's great. I'm so glad Christina's breastfeeding success. I know how much it meant to her the first time. And
what it was killing her the first
time. Tragedy it was, right? No, that's rough. Good. I'm glad everything is going well at home. Sounds like things are right on course. Is human...
I think he's doing some stuff.
Yeah, I asked him for one thing. Only because he asked me. He's like, are you sure you don't need it? I go, well, you can give me this if you want. There's a Drake thing involved in it.
God.
Oh, great.
I was going to say, does it involve him? Of course he's doing it.
Right. All right, KLSE, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, happy Thursday. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.